Hello and welcome back to another episode of Inside the Asperger Studios Presents Stories. Have you ever wondered where you can get all your podcast news free delivered to you in your email? Well, my next guest, James Cridland, did just that. He came up with podnews.net, a podcast newsletter sent directly to your email. So sit back, relax, and grab your favorite beverage, and I'll see you on the other side. See you there. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Inside the Asperger Studios Presents Stories. Today, I'm joined with James Cryland, editor and founder of Pod News. Welcome to the show, James.
Greetings. It's really good to be here.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, wow, where to start? I have worked in the audio and radio business since 1989 and ended up being one of the first to do a RSS podcast feed in January, I think, of 2005 for the radio station I was working for at the time, and have been involved in podcasting, I guess, ever since, and started the Pod News newsletter around 6 or so years ago, which is a daily newsletter all about podcasting and on demand.
All right. So how did Pod News come about?
It was a conversation in a bar, as all of the best conversations are. I was at the Worldwide Radio Conference, which is I think... it's one of these tricks that you Americans like to play, you know, the worldwide baseball and all of that. I think I was the worldwide, but I was there in LA, really enjoying that, and chatting to a friend of mine, and he was saying, "Where do you get your podcast news from?" And I was thinking, "I don't know. I don't think there is anywhere." And we had a look around, and then I thought, "Well, maybe there's a business in this." And I was already doing our weekly radio newsletter at the time, and I thought, well, let's see if I can fill a void. So ended up doing that in May of 2017, and have kept on going ever since.
All right, let's talk a little bit about podcasting. Who do you think the bigger player is, Apple or Spotify?
Oh, that's a trick question, Reed, and you know it. It really depends on what you're measuring. If you're measuring human beings listening to podcasts, then Spotify is number one. It's got the most amount of people who are listening to podcasts by a large margin, at least certainly in the US. When you have a look at Apple, rough figures, Spotify is about a third of all podcast listeners use Spotify, and about a quarter of all podcast listeners use Apple. But when you have a look at downloads, which is arguably more important, certainly in terms of podcasters, then Apple is winning incredibly well. Apple actually has 9 times more downloads than Spotify does. So it really depends on what you're looking at. But Spotify is certainly getting podcasting out there to a brand new audience who've not, you know, listened to podcasts in the past. But Apple is clearly where the podcast fans still go in the US, and there's differences in other countries as well. Last week I was in the Czech Republic. I was in Prague, and there Spotify way in ahead, leading in terms of total downloads as well. So it really depends on which particular country you're having a look at as well.
Now, why do you think podcasting has taken off so huge?
I think it's a number of reasons. I think firstly, podcasting is taking off because it's a very open medium, and anyone can podcast, and there's good and bad in that. What that essentially means is that if you produce a great show, then you can be on exactly the same platforms as This American Life and the New York Times Daily, Joe Rogan, if you want to be. So you can, it's very open. Media didn't used to be like that. You needed to convince a radio station director or something to get your show on the air. And even if you managed that, then you would have needed to have done whatever the radio station wanted you to do, whereas podcasting is very different. So I think, you know, that clearly has something to be said for it. And I think also just the wide variety of different people who are podcasting, you know, means that there's voices for everybody. And I think that that's a good thing too.
All right. What topics do you really think are growing in the podcast industry?
Well, topics in terms of types of show, or topics in terms of big news stories?
Types of show.
I mean, true crime has clearly been a very big thing over the last couple of years. It's interesting that true crime seems to appeal to women a fair amount, whereas much of the podcasting that we've seen in the past has been tech stuff, which has mainly appealed to men. So it's been nice seeing that sort of thing. But, you know, there's a lot of different shows coming out. I think we are seeing a lot of scripted audio, a lot of audio drama, mm-hmm. and that sort of thing happening. And I think that that's, you know, great news for those people that like, you know, audio drama. It's very difficult to make money out of, which is hard. But I think that we're certainly seeing a growth in that sort of stuff as well.
All right. Now, you call yourself a radio futurologist. Do you care to elaborate on that?
Well, I've always been interested, you know, working in radio, I've always been interested in what happens when radio and technology collide, basically. Mm-hmm. So I've looked at various things in the past around, you know, I was when I was working at the original Virgin Radio in London, for example, I launched the world's first mobile phone app, streaming radio back in, again, back in 2005. It was a busy year for me. You know, it ran on three Symbian phones. Not quite sure it was necessarily the future, but it was certainly an experiment into what would happen when you had phones that would understand apps and things like that. So I've always been interested in that sort of thing. And I do think that radio has a lot of wonderful tradition. In most countries, it's radio's 100th birthday. It is down here in Australia where I'm talking to you. It was in the Czech Republic. So, you know, radio's 100th birthday is very exciting. But so lots of tradition there. But also I think radio is having to reinvent itself a little bit as we, you know, as we move forward. And, you know, radio is less... arguably less about live and local, and more about great content that may be pre-recorded, that may be made in a very different way than how radio was, you know, when I was in it in the late 80s, early 90s. So I think, you know, it's just quite a lot of differences there, which is why, you know, I've called myself a radio futurologist, if only because that's a really good way to get into the Google number one by making up a word and sticking yourself down at it. you know, very much focused on where radio is going.
Now, do you feel that eventually somewhere along the lines, podcasts will kind of overtake radio and it will become the new norm of what to listen to?
That may happen in the long future. But I mean, right now we're seeing in most countries, radio listening, 90% of people listen to the radio every week. Whereas in comparison to podcasting is about 42%. So, you know, so significant space to grow there for podcasting, but also time spent listening is also very different. The radio has a benefit in that it never stops, whereas podcasts, of course, always stop at the end of a show. And so time spent listening for radio is an awful lot longer. And it's just, you know, particularly if you're jumping in the car, you're driving to the shops or you're driving to work, it's just there. It's a really easy way of getting entertainment. You don't have to sync your phone up with Bluetooth or do any of this complicated thing. So I think radio still has a long future, but I think clearly, you know, podcasting is taking away some of its ear time, if you like. And I think, you know, if you're programming a radio station, you should probably be focusing on what radio's unique selling point is. And radio's unique selling point, when I was involved in it, was playing songs, playing lots of them. You know, we've got a thing called Spotify now. We don't necessarily need that anymore. And so I think it's a lot of actually working out, okay, well, what can radio do better than anybody else can? And playing songs is probably not it. But keeping in touch with local communities, telling the stories of other people, and frankly, just hearing another human voice. I mean, we've all escaped from a pandemic only a couple of years ago, where we weren't allowed to leave our houses in many cases. And radio was a, you know, significant thing for our mental health then, because, you know, it was a way that we could actually hear what else was going on in the world. So I think that that was an important thing too.
All right. Now let's get on to some more interesting questions. Let's start off with, where did you grow up?
Where did I grow up?
Where did you grow up?
Yeah, well, you can tell from my English accent that I'm from the UK. I'm not from down here in Australia. There'd be a very different accent if that was the case. So I grew up in, I was born in London and grew up in various places in the UK. So, yeah.
All right. What motivates you, inspires you, and drives you?
Wow, there's a question. I think I'm very... I think, you know, I'm relatively passionate about things. I'm passionate about understanding things, and passionate right. about seeing if I can get to the bottom of certain, you know, certain things. So I think that that drives me a fair amount. And I think what also drives me a fair amount in terms of the work that I do is actually being helpful to other people. And I try and, you know, wherever I can, help you know, help people understand the particular industry that we're in, and you know, where I can give as many contacts and as many ideas to people as I can, because I think that that's also helpful as well. So I think both of those things drive me a fair amount. Yeah.
All right. What's the best compliment you have ever received?
The best compliment I've ever received. I mean, clearly it's when my wife asked me to marry her. that was clearly a compliment. I'm lucky in that. I go to a lot of conferences. I go to a lot of podcast conferences and that sort of thing. And I'm lucky that quite a lot of people come up to me and they say how much they like my stuff. And that's really nice. And that's a wonderful compliment when that happens. Unfortunately, of course. If you're writing every single day of the year and you're, you know, an independent journalist, as I guess I am, then occasionally you will upset people. And so there will always be a few people who are slightly less than joyous to see my happy face. And of course, I remember those interactions in those conferences much more than I do the positive ones. But it's always nice. It's always nice to be told when you've done well.
All right. What's your biggest failure, and what did you learn from that experience?
Biggest failure. What's my biggest failure? That is an interesting question. I used to manage people used to look after, sometimes I was looking after a team of seven, and then I moved on to looking after a team of 77. Sometimes I wish that I was a bit of a better manager. I don't think I was too bad, but I think that there were certain things, you know, looking back now, as we can all do, that we can actually improve on things. I'm quite lucky in that I don't think I've specifically failed in anything. I've realized things about myself as I've grown up, and realized, you know, what I'm good at and what I'm not so good at, and I try and do less of the things that I'm not so good at, more of the things that I'm good at. So I suppose, you know, from that point of view, I've been able to catch myself prior to any large failure, I guess.
All right. Tell me about three influential people in your life and how they impacted you.
That's an excellent question. It's like seeing the analyst. Three people who have impacted me. There was a guy at school who was always very clever with technology and very clever with computer programming and stuff like that. And I think watching this guy, his name was Michael, I realized what you could do with technology and what you could do with, if you only learnt to spend a little bit of time to how to program a computer, you could actually get it to do some very interesting things. So I think certainly learning from him was really helpful. I think also learning from, there's a guy that I worked with once, who was called Ricky, who was very incredibly creative, would always come up with new and interesting ideas. It was always great to see just different ways of coming up with ideas and different ways of coming up with new interesting ways to look at a problem that you hadn't actually had a look at. So I would probably put him in that list. You want one more, and I'm going to flounder a little bit. For one more, but I think there's just sort of quite a lot of sort of watching people who I've worked with, who I've admired from afar and actually understood a little bit more about what they do and what they how they tick, and I think that's always been very useful.
All right, what makes you feel inspired or like your best self?
Oh, I think inspiring is when you see other people that are that are into the same things as you are, but that come with a different point of view. I always find that really, really inspiring and interesting to watch people coming into this space who are driven by different thoughts and different ways of doing things, but they come in with really interesting ideas. So I find that really inspiring because it opens up the avenues for what is possible, and I think that's always a good thing.
All right, finish the sentence. I'm at my best when
I'm at my best when there's a thing. I'm at my best when I feel valued. There you go.
All right. If you can turn back time and talk to your 18-year-old self, what would you tell them?
What would I tell them? I'm not sure. I've been, sort of relatively lucky in my life, and I'm not sure that I would necessarily tell him anything other than, keep on going, with what you're doing. I think, being a bit more self-aware is always helpful, and self-aware of how you come over to other people. But I think that that's the only thing that I would probably go back and tell my 18-year-old self. Yeah.
All right. If you can have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why?
I mean, rather boringly, if I could have a billboard with anything on it, then I would like it to promote the newsletter that I send, because that would be nice. That would be helpful. Go and subscribe, podnews.net. It's free. I think that would be good. But I think also, if you were asking if I could have a billboard and it had one word on it, then I think that word would be passion. I think having passion in something is hugely important. And I think you can really spot those businesses and those human beings who lack the passion for what they do, because you end up with this really beige, boring experience that doesn't have any love put into it. And I think people who are passionate about what they do are tremendous people to nurture and just make sure that that passion goes in the right direction rather than in the wrong direction.
All right. What do you think the world will look like in 5 years from now?
What do I think the world will look like in 5 years from now? Hotter, probably. I think it'll look, I think it'll look, politics aside, I think it'll look much the same as it currently does. Hopefully we will have understood a little bit more about how to take care of the planet that we're on. But I'm probably not holding my breath. But I think, you know, apart from politics, I think rather depressingly, it'll look quite similar to how it is right now.
All right. What was your favorite subject in school?
Favorite subject in school was music, but also politics. I really enjoyed politics for some reason. I've never made a career in it, and I've never been particularly interested in following one. But I really enjoyed the whole thing. And this was UK politics, so obviously it's it's all very old fashioned and everything else. But I really enjoyed that.
All right. Would you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
Oh, I would consider myself. I mean, I think as many people that have worked on the radio have been, I think introverted normally, and I think as soon as you get behind a microphone or on stage or something, then there's this inner switch that we can turn that makes us very extroverted and very and a different person. And you finish playing that game, and then you jump off stage, and then you're back to being introverted again. So I think that's probably how that works.
All right. If you could be remembered for one thing, what would it be and why?
If I could be remembered for one thing, what would that be and why? You see, quite a lot of these answers either come back to, because it's very trite to say, you know, a great husband and father. so it's a bit trite to end up saying that. And so you then go, okay, well, it's probably got something to do with work and blah, blah, blah. But, I think, you know, somebody who was passionate and tried to do the right thing, I guess.
All right. So why don't you tell me a little bit about where you are now in your life?
Now I think I'm in a pretty good place. I've been very lucky in that I've almost drifted from job to job. I've very rarely had job interviews. I very rarely applied for a job. I've sort of made the jobs that I want to do, essentially. And for the last 15 years, worked for myself, which has been really good. So I've enjoyed very much doing that. So I think, you know, now is a good time, really. It's always nice having a set of things that you feel relatively comfortable with.
All right. Now we get onto the show where everyone wants to hear the famous questions. What is your favorite word?
Oh, what is my favorite word? Well, I'm going to boringly say passion again. Can I say passion again?
Sure, you can. What is your least favorite word?
What is my least favorite word? Beige.
All right. What turns you on creatively, spiritually, and emotionally?
I think being surrounded by other people who share the same kind of beliefs that I do.
All right. What turns you off?
Sort of loud, overconfident people who know nothing.
Right. What's your favorite curse word?
What's my favorite curse word? Being English, a good bloody hell is pretty good.
Okay. What sound or noise do you love?
I think when I moved to Australia, I think one of the things that that you notice when you move the other side of the world is that the birdsong sounds quite different. An Australian birdsong always sounds very different to English birdsong, and I quite like Australian birdsong.
What sound or noise do you hate?
Interesting. I really don't like very loud car exhausts.
All right. What's your favorite color?
Favorite color is normally green, I suppose.
What's your least favorite color?
I've never thought of a least favorite color. But I guess my least favorite color is probably black. I wonder how many people say anything other than black.
You're right. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Oh, what profession other than my own would I like to attempt? Interesting question. I quite like to be, I mean, there are jobs that I would quite like to do, but then I wouldn't want to make a career out of them. But, you know, I'd like to serve behind a bar, for example. That would be fun, but I wouldn't want to do that every night. Similarly, you know, a long time ago, I wanted to be a radio DJ, and then I realized that I didn't want to do that every night because that was mental. So, yeah, I think probably brewing beer and that sort of thing is probably a good plan.
All right. What profession would you not like to do?
Oh, I would not like to be in charge of Google right now.
All right. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Yeah, gosh. Welcome in. Yes. Sending anything more than that.
When you arrive at heaven, who would you like to meet?
I think, you know, family and things like that, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. What podcast do you recommend for my audience?
Ah, now there's a thing I would recommend. The podcast that I normally recommend has just closed down, so that's difficult, isn't it? So what would I recommend? I would recommend The Bugle, which is a satirist's podcast, which is all about the news and stuff like that. It comes out every week. It's very good.
All right. And finally, where can people find out more about you and Pod News?
So you can find out more about me at the Pod News website. Podnews.net is where to go for that, and it's free. And I've got a personal website at james.cridland.net, and that is where you can find out more about stuff that I've done in radio, and there's blogs and all kinds of stuff over there as well.
And that is it, ladies and gentlemen. That was James Cridland from Pod News. I'll see you in the next one.
Truth, but only see what I'm shown. Got the freedom to choose, but can't decide on my own. Follow what the group is thinking, bottle up my intuition till it's popping out the box that I don't fit in. Wanna believe in the truth, but only see what I'm shown. Got the freedom to choose, but can't decide on my own. Follow what the group is thinking, bottle up my intuition till it's popping out the box that I don't fit in.
Shape shifting, same player, different position. No definition could stick with them. Drifting through these layers of wisdom. I took a break from tradition. I move away from what's expected. Change the music, ride the wave. But keep the message. Question this dimension is still deception. Every entrance have good intentions, no exceptions, and leave the rest up to the heavens. Your only plan to be the seeking, become yourself. Cause more than half would you believe it was crafted to be misleading for the benefit of someone else.
I wanna believe in the truth, but only see what I'm shown. Got the freedom to choose, but can't decide on my own. Follow what the group is thinking, bottle up my intuition till it's popping out the box that I don't fit in. I wanna believe in the truth, but only see what I'm shown. Got the freedom to choose, but can't decide on my own. Follow what the group is thinking, bottle up my intuition till it's popping out the box that I don't fit in. Hey, hey, yeah, I don't fit in.
Applause. I don't walk right into traps. While you closing in the walls, I'll be oozing out the cracks. Sit and relax, don't breathe. These are the facts. Suppose at least stutters. Live in a mask, suckers. Keep moving along to the beat. Brainwash, rinse and repeat. Keep pooing about with the sheep. I'll go, God would leave. Know what I mean? Probably not. Honesty shocks the spineless. The only box I'll ever fit in is the one that I die.
I wanna believe in the truth.
shown. Got the freedom to choose, but can't decide on my own. Follow what the group is thinking, bottle up my intuition till it's popping out the box that I don't fit. Wanna believe in the truth, but only see what I'm shown. Got the freedom to choose, but can't decide on my own. Follow what the group is thinking, bottle up my intuition till it's popping out the box that I don't fit in. Hey, hey, yeah, I don't fit in. Hey, hey.